story. I'm looking at Star Trek now again, which I'm also getting inspired by. The environment. They are like traveling around through space, light years, and coming to other galaxies. Solar systems, and planets, where there are different kinds of people living, doing their thing. Now, I can so easily translate this now, or how to say, upgrade it. To our version here of rather traveling around in a cosmos of our 3 or 7 or 14 worlds. And then, in those, there are so many places. You've got Lokas, Dvipas, and Varshas, where they can meet people, a bit like all those different beings they find on their journey with Enterprise. But we are traveling, moving around between those places, not by spaceships made of earthly technicians, made by earthly technicians and made of metal and plastic and such, and then some cables and computers. But as I said, in a kind of a temple or whatever, which serves as a gateway between the worlds. Along the axis and Meru and Milky Way, whatever you want to call it. And then I'm thinking, why I'm painting this now is that this is the overall environment we're dealing with. We are in several worlds here at once and moving around in between them. And we could, I mean, really. Really let our imagination go wild. But also, maybe I would say use it. Create these worlds with material. We treat that material as facts, information that we get from things like ancient scriptures from India or China or elsewhere, but also later accounts of people with near-death experiences, mediums who actually are for real. They seem to be rare today, and so on. But artistically, I can see it made as a a modern time sibling of Star Trek or something like that. Sibling of Star Trek. And then I'm thinking, in our story, once we get more and more into that three-worldish perspective, we can start the story or every season or episode or whatever, or the book, from a certain point of view in a certain world, for instance, Earth. But then we move around so much in between those worlds that Earth is no longer the standard. The humans are no longer the protagonists necessarily, those who are at the center of it as the normal standard default being, so to speak. But rather they turn into, or we start to see them more and more. And I'm talking now, if this should be some kind of animated film or whatever it will be in the future, however you produce film from moving bodies or whatever. AI. God forbid. But anyway, artistically, not just, you know, how the people being dressed, but then we have yeah, then we can show the humans as simple beings. Some are fat and slobby, some are too thin. You know, just the way we are. But with all our frailties and all our oddities and the beautiful and the ugly. Not some idealist, perfect human American and so on, as we see in as the normal people in Star Trek, for instance. But I think we see it more like that in the these Chinese, like this animated, whatever it's called. I never remember Chinese names. Where they are more used to move around in these three worlds or different worlds. And the ones we identify with after a while are not earthlings anymore. They are higher, good-looking beings, smart, strong. Some are really godlike, but some are just heroes in higher worlds, just above Earth. Some are coming from very bright places. And then you got the dark down there. And then we got the humans. Innocent. They can be really selfish and nasty to each other. And sometimes they get so crazy that they are making bombs that can destroy their entire Earth, as they think. But which, of course, they can't. Let them play. If they start to go too crazy, and let send a disease or something. So we got those higher up there who are managing this earthly realm. The backstage crew and so on. And we can show that nicely artistically too. I mean, if you step out of this world, this earthly world, and into the next world, which is supposedly, that's how we hear it, almost identical with this. It's like it is just next door, so to speak. But higher, I would say, on a more higher power level. It's kind of causal, higher causally. Than this level superior. Then, of course, whatever technology we may have here must also be there. Or at least be known there. Probably even as a primitive kind of technology. That maybe then they are from this other realm helping the humans to improve. And that's why the gross mechanics turn into electrics and electronics and then computers and digital and all of that. Virtual and AI. So then we could fit that, if we want to, even that possibility in there, that from the Bovar side, their technicians, however they work, and with whatever tools, energetic methods they use, they can connect to, hack into the earthly computer systems. I mean, we can really get into it. We can have it so that there are some extreme geniuses on Earth who are also mediums, secret place somewhere up in the Himalaya or in India or China, something there. Or up in Scandinavia, north, in remote places. That could be good, actually, up north or up high. And there's some building there, humble building. And inside, you have this ashram with amazing kids. And then they build something there. They build stations, which are like servers or routers between the worlds. So they can connect, they have a maybe very secretly drawn fiber optic cable or satellite connections or whatever they have. Maybe everything is wireless now. And they take that earthly ethereal vibration basically feed it in as you would connect to any broadband, but then take that signal, and there's some interface there between the two worlds. I mean, this could be a really nice thing to create in a film or so. What would it be? A building or not a machine, but somewhere, something in between there. And yes, let your imagination loose.